Welcome back to this, the third and final lore episode in preparation for the beginning of our new campaign. Our preparations ahead of the new game are finally ready, and I'm also done buying time for my episode buffer, so it's time to learn a little bit more about Hyorth as it is today. Now, a big part of what I'm doing is going to be trying to get a picture of the world into your mind before we get started, as well as trying to get everyone more familiar with names and places. To aid with that, I'm going to include a link to the map of Hyorth in the description of this episode, so feel free to take a look at that. For those of you who can't do that, or who just want to visualize it yourself first, that is what we're going to be doing today. So, without further ado, we'll jump right in, starting with the most basic layout of the map. Sanctum is the name used to refer to lands within the Vale, and is roughly rectangular in shape. The lands within are bisected by a mountain range that passes through the Vale in the north, and passes back out along the eastern border. This range, known as the Delrith Mountains, or the Spine of Alarith, divides the northeastern third of the lands from the rest of Sanctum. Along the south is the coast of the Sea of Silent Echoes, and to the west is the coast that borders the Azure Deep, the Endless Ocean. As mentioned in the previous lore episode, the peninsula that Mariset inhabits protrudes from the southwest of the land and through the Vale at the southwesternmost point. The region of land roughly central to Sanctum, south of the mountains, is known as the Highlands. It is dominated by a series of caverns and ravines and valleys carved by the rivers that cascade from the mountains to the north. South of these are the Riverlands, a fertile area marked by beautiful lakes and rivers. East of this are the lands known as the Coastlands, and east of that are the Woodlands. The area north of the mountains is an arid savanna-like region, known simply as the Drylands. And the area along the western coast is known as the Broadlands, and is well known for its rolling hills and herds of wild horses. The Broadlands in the northwest of Sanctum are home to the Republic of Letheo. The capital of Vontheos is a grand citadel built high in a mountain valley. Many of the major cities, including Thaneo and Felbrin, are fortified as well, a remnant of the civil war of the ancient past. Thaneo was one of the three capitals during that war, as was Eris, each serving important roles in the country to this day. Ships of Letheo were once the best produced in the world, but the occupation war destroyed most of their shipyards. To this day, Letheo has never forgiven, and never plans to forgive, the invaders from Mariset. East of Letheo is the country of Ebron, which exists in both the Broadlands and the Riverlands. It is southwest of Kethel, and southeast of Letheo. The capital of Ebron is at Tandrin, near Lake Ebrus, and is where King Unon and Queen Carissa rule. It is a land well known for the crops it produces, along with the fishing industry along the coast and upon the bountiful rivers. It is also well known for housing the Archive at Ankaradan, one of the main archives of the Magic Guilds, the same archives that sparked off the Dawn Wars. Speaking of Dawn Wars, northeast of Ebron is the Highlands of Kethel. The cities of Kethel are built upon the high plateaus broken up by the deep canyons and ravines that the area is so well known for. There are a rare few down near the rivers, and even a few built into the mountains themselves, such as the capital of Vedrin. The bridges that span the gaps here are something of a point of pride of the people, grand works of art in their own right. Break Hollow is a city built partially atop several of these bridges, and many other towns and cities claim a bridge as their own to maintain and watch over. There is something of a national pride. Kethel is also the only country that hosts any of the Dragon Guard, the mounted dragon riders of Jyst-Ethos Mar. It is unknown what events led to this seeming alliance, but the ties between them are impossible to miss. South of Kethel, east of Ebron, among the coastlands, is the nation of Analia. The first city, Caldrei, is the capital here, and is arguably the most notable city in the modern world. Caldrei was the first cradle of civilization built by the people after the decimation, and where a large number of peoples of the world today can ultimately trace back their roots. The city is large, built on, in, and beneath Mount Drei, and spilling out into the foothills and plains beyond. It is a seat of culture and knowledge and magic, with many academies and guild halls calling it home. Their ruling body, the Council of Ten, also meets and governs from Caldrei whenever the need arises. Many of the rivers that start in the Delrith Mountains and rush through the Highlands of Kethel find their way here, creating vast, fertile valleys and lakes teeming with life. The plains here are home to orchards and farms and vineyards spoken of all over the realm. Equally full of life is the woodlands to the east of Analia, where the Esteni Protectorate stakes their home. Milithin, their official capital, is located on the bend in the Bastal River, among the vast, ancient woods of the Isharil Forest. It is a sprawling city built around the trees, in the canopy and on the forest floor. Trees that rise hundreds of feet into the sky and are home to those that live there. These ancient forests dominate the landscape, slowly giving way to the more dangerous jungles of the wilds as they move towards the Vale. There are cities buried and consumed by the forest, but most people avoid them. While Milithin is the capital, that is mostly for meeting with other countries, as each city more or less rules itself in its area independently, though each working towards the same ends. Esteni produces many things for the people of Sanctum, but are best known for the wild boar hunts during the Festival of Hunts. They also produce the lumber used for so many of the ships that sail the Sea of Echoed Songs. Farther north is the Kingdom of Jyst-Ethos Mar, the vast domain north and east of Delrith Mountains. Most of the cities are within the mountain themselves, but many settlements dot the broad, arid lands between the mountains and the vale. The capital of Gunnarad is Torn, is a massive cave system that stretches deep beneath a large area of the Delrith Mountains. It is unknown if there are any passages that open up to the other countries, but the main one is at the base of the Kasharis Peak. Jacethos Mar does a great deal of trade with Res of Sanctum, but they are the least involved with the politics of everyone else. Though, they have never confirmed the tales, and despite being ruled by King Jorik Thaldane, many believe the primordial dragon Batarseil is the true ruler there. While some might point to the Drakengard as evidence, King Jorik has never said a word to confirm or deny these claims. Last on our list of countries, and certainly least in public opinion, is the sovereignty of Mariset. As I've said, Mariset exists on a peninsula in the southwest of Sanctum, and is easily the smallest country despite recent territorial gains. The large city of Torrant used to be used for shipping goods across the isthmus before the fading of the Vale, but power has always been at the capital of Barashta. Barashta is built in the ruins of a massive metropolis of a city. It was once a city of soaring, thin towers, hundreds of feet tall. It encompasses a large portion of the peninsula far to the south, taking a good portion of the day to travel from one side of the city to the other. Some portions are even sunk beneath the waves, an untold amount of the city lost to the unknown. Since the first days after the decimation, people have, like hermit crabs, made this place their home. They restored the city, building by building, until it bounded with new life. Many things were salvaged from within the ruins, helping Mariset to grow and become technologically advanced more quickly than others. Since the war, there is very little contact between Mariset and the rest of Sanctum. It will take many more years of healing before the wounds and hurts between them and the rest of the world begin to heal. Now, I did say Mariset was last on our list, but that was a little misleading. It's the last country, but one more place of importance needs to be discussed. The city-state of Osmana. The city-state of Osmana is built in a bowl-like valley within the Lothian Peaks, between Kethel and Essany. It's not a country, technically, but an independent city. It is home to all of the main guild halls, as well as the main temples to each of the gods. It started off as only those that worshipped the gods following the decimation, drawing away from the world that resented them. Slowly over time, it grew into a small collection of communities as people gathered to live their lives. It wasn't until the guilds began to officially form, looking for a neutral place to work from, that the city began to flourish. It grew rapidly as the influence of the guilds became more and more integral to the lives of the people of Sanctum, until it became the grand bastion that it is today. And thus, we come to the end of our lore journey through Hyalrim. There is so much more of the world to discover and explore, and I hope this very brief overview has done its job. My hope is that when you hear about Eora, or Ardain, or Mariset, or the guilds, that you know the context of those words, and it helps draw you into the world rather than taking you out of it. I am genuinely excited to share the story with you, and honestly discover it with you. I know where it's starting, and I can see the road ahead, but fate only knows where it'll end up. So, next week, and yes, I mean next week, the journey begins, and I can properly welcome you to Hyalrim. I look forward to seeing you then. Until next time, please take care.